Om Shanti. This is the Sakar Murli of the 17th of April 2024. Essence: sweet children, the Unlimited Father teaches you this wonderful study. You should not have any doubt in the Father or his teachings. The first faith you should have is in who it is that is teaching you. Question: why have you children received Srimat to stay constantly on the pilgrimage of remembrance? Answer: because Maya, the enemy who made you fall, is even now behind you. She will not leave you alone now, and you must therefore not be careless. Although you are at the confluence age, you have belonged to her for half of this cycle, and she will therefore not leave you alone that easily. As soon as you forget to have remembrance, Maya makes you perform sinful acts. Therefore, you have to remain cautious. You mustn't follow devilish dictates. Om Shanti. At this time, there are you children and also Baba. Baba says to all of you children, O children. And all the children say, O Baba. There are many children. You understand that this knowledge is only for you souls. The One Father has so many children. You children know that the Father has come to teach you. First of all, he is our Baba, then the teacher, and then the Guru. The Father is constantly the Father. So he teaches you the pilgrimage of remembrance in order to purify you. You children also understand that this is a wonderful study. No one, apart from the Father, can tell you the secrets of the beginning, middle, and end of the drama. This is why he is called the Unlimited Father. You children definitely have this faith. There can be no question of doubt in this. No one, apart from the Unlimited Father, can teach you this unlimited study. You call out to Baba to come and take you to the pure world, because this world is impure. The Father takes you to the pure world. There, you would not say, Baba, come and take us to the pure world. You children know that he is the Father of you souls. So the consciousness of body breaks. Souls say, he is our Father. You should at least have the faith that no one except the Father can truly give so much knowledge. First of all, your intellects have to have this faith. It is souls whose intellects have faith. Souls receive knowledge. This is our Baba. You children should have this faith very firmly. You don't have to say anything. We souls shed our bodies and take others. All the sanskars are in the souls. You know that Baba has now come. He educates us and teaches us such actions that we will not return to this world. Those people believe that they will come back to this world. You don't believe that. You listen to this story of immortality and go to the land of immortality. The land of immortality is where you are constantly immortal. The golden and silver ages are the lands of immortality. You children should be so happy. No one except the Father can teach you this study. The Father is teaching us, whereas all other teachers are ordinary human beings. The Father, whom you call the purifier, the remover of sorrow, and the bestower of happiness, is now personally teaching you. How can you study the study of Raja Yoga without being personally in front of him? The Father says, I come here to teach you, sweet children. I enter this one in order to teach you. It is truly said that God speaks, and so he would surely need a body. He doesn't just need a mouth, but a whole body. He himself says, sweetest spiritual children, I enter this ordinary body at the confluence age of every cycle. He is neither too poor nor too rich. He is ordinary. You children should have the faith that that one is our Baba and that we are souls. He is the Baba of us souls. He is the Baba of all the human souls of the world. This is why he is called the unlimited Baba. People celebrate the birthday of Shiva, but no one knows anything about that. Ask anyone from which time people have been celebrating the birthday of Shiva, and they will say, from time immemorial. But even then, from when? There has to be a date. This drama is eternal, but there does have to be the time and date of any activity that takes place in the drama. No one knows this. Shiv Baba comes here, but people don't celebrate Shiv Jayanti with that love. They celebrate the birthday of Nehru with so much love that they would even have tears. No one knows about Shiv Jayanti. You children are now experienced. There are so many people who don't know anything. So many melas, etc. take place. Those who go there can tell you what really exists there, just as Baba has told you about the example of Amarnath. He went there and saw what really happens there. Other people simply tell you what they have heard from others. Someone said that there was an ice lingam there, and they would say, that is true. You children are now experienced in what is right and what is wrong. Whatever you have heard and studied up to now, it has been unrighteous. It is sung, the body is false, Maya is false, and the world is false. This is a land of falsehood, and that is a land of truth. The golden, silver, and copper ages have now passed, and the iron age is now continuing. Very few people know this. You have all of these thoughts in your intellects. The Father has all of this knowledge. He is called the ocean of knowledge. He is giving you whatever knowledge he has through this body and is making you the same as himself. A teacher too would make others the same as himself. The unlimited Father also tries to make you the same as himself. A physical father does not make you the same as himself. You have now come to the unlimited Father. He knows that he has to make you children the same as himself. Just as a teacher makes students the same as himself, but they are number wise, so that Father also says the same. You will become this number wise. What I am teaching you is an imperishable study. Whatever each one of you studies, it will not go to waste. As you progress further, people will tell you, I heard this knowledge from someone 4 years ago or 8 years ago, and I have now come once again. Some then cling to me. He is the flame, and so some moths totally sacrifice themselves to him, whereas others simply circle around and go away. In the beginning, many moths sacrificed themselves to the flame. According to the drama plan, a Bati had to be created. It has been happening in the same way every cycle. Whatever happened in the past happened in the same way in the previous cycles, and the same will happen in the future. However, each of you must have the firm faith that you are a soul and that the Father is teaching you. Remain firm in this faith. Do not forget. There wouldn't be any human being who doesn't consider his Father to be his Father. Even if he has become separated from his Father, he would still think that he has become separated from his Father. That one is the unlimited Father. We will never leave him. We will stay with him till the end. That Father grants salvation to everyone. He comes every 5,000 years. You understand that there are very few human beings in the Golden Age. All the rest reside in the land of peace. Only the Father speaks this knowledge. No one else can speak it. It cannot sit in anyone's intellect. He is the Father of you souls. He is the living seed. What knowledge would he give? That of the world tree. The Creator would definitely give this knowledge of creation. Did you know when it was the Golden Age or where it went? You are now sitting in front of Baba, and Baba is speaking to you. Continue to have the firm faith. That one is the Father of all of us souls. He is teaching us. He is not a physical teacher. Incorporeal Shiv Baba, who is present in this body, is teaching us. Even though he is incorporeal, he is the ocean of knowledge. People say that he doesn't have a form. They also sing the praise, the ocean of knowledge, the ocean of happiness. But they don't understand that. According to the drama, they have gone very far away, whereas the Father brings you very close. This is a matter of 5,000 years. You understand that Baba comes to teach you every 5,000 years. You cannot receive this knowledge from anyone else. This knowledge is for the new world. No human beings can give it to you because they are Tamo Pradhan. They cannot make anyone Sato Pradhan. They continue to become Tamo Pradhan. You now know that Baba enters this one and tells you everything. The Father says, children, don't become careless. Your enemies who made you fall are even now coming after you. They will not leave any of you alone. Although you are now at the confluence age, you have belonged to them for half of this cycle, and so they will not leave you alone that quickly. If you don't remain cautious, if you don't remember Baba, they will make you perform more sinful acts, and you will then continue to be slapped in one way or another. Look at how people slap themselves and what they continue to say. They say that Shiva and Shankar are one and the same. What is the occupation of one and what is the occupation of the other? There is so much difference. Shiva is God, the highest on high, whereas Shankar is a deity. So how can they say that Shiva and Shankar are combined? The parts of both are completely separate. Here too many have double names, such as Radhe Krishna, Lakshmi Narayan, Shiva Shankar. They have given themselves both names. So you children understand that whatever the Father has explained up to now, it will repeat. However, there are a few more days remaining. The Father will not just sit here. Children will study number-wise and become completely karmatite. According to the drama, the rosary will be created. Which rosary? The rosary of all souls will be created, and you will then all go back home. The number one rosary is of you. The rosary of Shiv Baba is very long. Souls will come down from there to play their parts number-wise. You all continue to say, Baba, Baba. All of you are beads of the one rosary. Not everyone would be said to be a bead of the rosary of Vishnu. The Father sits here and teaches you. You definitely have to become part of the Sun Dynasty. Those who were in the Sun Dynasty and the Moon Dynasty in the past will go into those again. You receive this status by your studying. You cannot receive this status without studying the Father's teachings. There are the images, but no one's activity is such that he or she can become like them. You listen to the story of the true Narayan. They have written such stories in the Garuda Puran, which people continue to relate to one another. The Father says, that river of poison is the extreme depths of hell. Bharat in particular is called that. The omens of Jupiter are also over Bharat. The Lord of the Tree teaches the people of Bharat. The Unlimited Father sits here and explains unlimited things to you. There are the omens. There are also the omens of Rahu, and this is why it is said, make a donation and the omens will be removed. The Father says, at the end of this Iron Age, there are the omens of Rahu over everyone. Now I, the Lord of the Tree, have come to bring the omens of Jupiter to Bharat. In the Golden Age, there were the omens of Jupiter over Bharat. There are now the omens of Rahu. This is an unlimited matter. These things are not mentioned in any of the scriptures, etc. Only those who have understood a little of this knowledge already will understand these magazines, etc. After reading the magazines, people will come running to understand more. Others will not understand anything. those who studied a little and then left will be awakened as soon as a little oil of knowledge is poured into them. This knowledge is also called oil. The Father has come and is pouring the oil of this knowledge into the lamps that have almost been extinguished. He says, "Children, storms of Maya will come and will extinguish your lamps. Some moths die on a flame, and some simply circle around and go away." That same thing is now happening in a practical way. All of you moths are number wise. At first, you completely left your homes and came here and became moths. It was as though you had won a lottery. Whatever happened in the past, you will do the same again. Even if some have gone away, do not think that they will not go to heaven. They became moths and became the lovers, and then Maya defeated them, and so their status will be reduced. It is number wise. This would not be in the intellect of anyone in any other spiritual gathering. It is in your intellects that we are studying with the Father for the new world, number-wise, according to our efforts. We are personally sitting in front of the unlimited Father. You also know that you cannot see a soul. It is something subtle. It can only be seen in a divine vision. I, this soul, am also a tiny point. However, to renounce body consciousness and to consider yourself to be a soul is a high study. In other studies too, students fail the difficult subjects. This subject is very easy, but some feel it to be difficult. You now understand that Shiv Baba is sitting in front of you. You too are incorporeal souls, but you have bodies. Only the unlimited Father tells you all of these things. No one else can tell you them. What will you do then? Give him thanks? No, Baba says. This drama is eternally predestined. I am not doing anything new. I teach you according to the drama. It is on the path of devotion that one gives thanks. A teacher feels that if his students study well, his name will be glorified, and then thanks are given to the students. Thanks are given to those who study well and those who teach well. Students would then give thanks to their teacher. The Father says, "Sweet children, may you stay alive and continue to do such service. You did this in the previous cycle." Acha. To the sweetest beloved, long lost and now found children, love, remembrance, and good morning from the Mother, the Father, Bapdada. The Spiritual Father says Namaste to the spiritual children, and the spiritual children say Namaste to the Spiritual Father. Essence Vedana. 1. Constantly have the intoxication and faith that it is not a physical teacher who is teaching you. The incorporeal Father, the ocean of knowledge, himself has become the teacher and is teaching you. You have to become Sato Pradhan through this study. 2. Pour the oil of this knowledge into the lamp of the soul every day. Remain constantly ignited with the oil of knowledge in such a way that even storms of Maya cannot make you fluctuate. Become a true moth and sacrifice yourself to the flame. Blessing. May you be a cooperative soul and so an easy yogi soul who is constantly merged in love for the One Father. The loving children who have deep love for the Father will be constantly cooperative in the Father's elevated task. To the extent that they cooperate, they will accordingly become easy yogis. Cooperative souls who are merged in love for the Father can never cooperate with Maya. They have Baba and service in their every thought. Therefore, even when they are asleep, they sleep very comfortably and receive peace and power. Their sleep will not just be sleep, but it will be as though they have earned a huge income and are lying down in happiness. There will be that much transformation. Slogan: Tears of love become pearls in the container of the heart. Om Shanti.